Hello, friends. I'll give a short homily today because the seminarian is going to talk after the communion. A poor man had a rich but atheist neighbor. Although poor, he was deeply religious. He would pray aloud many times during the day. This greatly irritated the rich man. One day the poor man prayed so loudly, "Lord, I have no more bread. I will die of hunger. Please help me." Hearing this, the rich man decided to make fun of his neighbor. So he brought a basket of bread and placed it on the front door of his neighbor's house. Then he went into hiding. When the poor man opened his door, he was so happy to see the bread. And then he prayed, "Lord, thank you very much for answering my prayer. You indeed are so good." At this point, the rich man came out and made fun of him. "You fool, it was not your God who gave you the bread. It was I." The poor man was so surprised, but only for a while. Then the poor man prayed again, "Lord, thank you very much. You really love me, that you even use the devil to help me." This is just a joke. The poor man in this story teaches us a couple of lessons. The poor man teaches all of us that God provides for our needs. He never gave up in prayer. He teaches us that we need to pray aloud when we pray for our needs. When we come to him in faith and in trust, the Lord answers all our prayers. You know, we all have needs in our lives. God has provided our needs. But sometimes what happens is, we want more. We want this, we want that. We crave for more, right? When we think about that, we want this and we want that, when we crave for more, but when we don't get that, whatever we wanted, then we start complaining, grumbling. You know, God has given so much blessings. We have to be content with what we have. But a lot of times we complain that we don't have this and we don't have that. But that complaining steals our joy, inner joy. Our God is a providing God. And God himself became food for us through Jesus. And he is the bread of life that we come to receive him in the Eucharist every time when we gather as a family to celebrate this Holy Eucharist. So our God, who became Jesus as a human being, he became food for us as the bread of life. He not only satisfies our physical needs, but also he satisfies our spiritual hunger. Because he came not only to give life on this earth, but he came to give life that has no end, the eternal life. The bread that we eat, the bread that we share every time when we come to celebrate the Eucharist, he is the bread of life. We are called to share in his love and mercy. So there is no way that we could complain about. We all have our own struggles in our lives. Each and every one of us have struggles of our own. But when Jesus, the bread of life, is strengthening us with his blessings, what can we complain about, right? So today's gospel, Jesus is talking about the food himself, not the physical nourishment, the spiritual nourishment that Jesus gives to all of us. You know, we all have our own void in our hearts. When we have Jesus in our hearts, that fills all the void in our hearts, because he is the one who came to nourish us, not only physically, but spiritually. He satisfies our spiritual hunger, dear friends. The people of Israel complained against God through Moses and Aaron. And the people in today's gospel, they wanted more food. They followed Jesus to get more food, not to listen to his teachings. But why we are coming to church? We have to reflect. Are we come to look for Jesus just for the physical nourishment or the bread or the spiritual, to fulfill our, to satisfy the spiritual hunger in our lives? It is only through Jesus we can experience, we can fill all the voids in our hearts. We can experience peace, happiness, joy in our hearts, dear friends. So I would like to finish my homily with a quote from St. Augustine. My heart is restless, O God, until we rest in thee. My heart is restless, O God, until they rest in thee. Amen. Let us all stand and profess our faith together.